But as far as selling hot dogs, you know, we go out every day. We absolutely love it. We spend a lot of time talking with people. We have a lot of return customers, naturally. And we just have a good time with the people. And we love selling hot dogs, naturally. But, it, you know, the camaraderie with the people, especially in Greenwood, it's a really friendly town, small town, and they support us well.
Hey everybody, this is Steve at HotDogProfits.com. Today I'm talking with Jack Meeks from Happy Jack's Hot Dogs and Chili Palace in Indianapolis, Indiana. Jack's running several carts in Indianapolis and doing really well, and we thought we'd just check in with him and talk to him today about his business. How you doing, Jack?
Great, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. We got introduced when Jack was interested in our Cash Tracker software, and we started emailing back and forth a little bit, and he was telling me some about his business, and it just he's got a really neat little business going there, and I just wanted to see how things are going for you. Why don't you tell us how you got your start, Jack?
I came to Indianapolis. I'm originally from Lynchburg, Virginia, and my family had a hot dog business there in Lynchburg for 45 years before I came to Indianapolis on business. And after I retired, I decided that something that I always wanted to do is I started looking into carts to see what we could do. I had seen a few around up here. We didn't have very many carts in Virginia. We had, like, small restaurants. We called them hot dog joints back home. So I started looking around at some of the carts online, and they were really expensive, so that's how I came across your Easy Bill system. But when I retired, my wife and I decided that over one winter, we would get the software and we'd build a cart. So it was probably the best thing we ever did. So we spent that winter and took our time and followed you step by step with the videos and built our cart. And we went out that spring, and it really took off. People really loved the cart. It was a nostalgic thing, number one, but we're in a smaller town right outside of Indianapolis called Greenwood, and they have really received us well here. And we, like you said, we started about three seasons ago. This will be our third season coming up. Last year, we added another cart, and we moved that inside at a sports pavilion here called the Gathering Place in Greenwood, which is a sporting venue. We moved that inside for the winter, so we kind of hold up there in the wintertime and sell our products inside at the sports venue.
Nice.
And then in summer, we move out again. So now we've purchased our third cart for this season because we're getting a lot of requests for birthdays, weddings, and those type things. So we're starting to branch out into the catering.
Yeah, that's great. I'm looking at a picture of the first Easy Built that you built here. It's on your website. I'm going to put this picture on the blog so that people can see it. But you did a really nice job. I love the red and white. It really pops. It really stands out and gets attention. And good job, Jack. I think that really looks neat.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We worked hard on it. And we took, like I said, we took your plan and followed your videos. We even had a little TV and VCR set up in the garage where we built this, and we'd stop it and go back and make sure we were doing it right. And to be honest with you, my wife cuts wood a lot better than I did, so she did a job of cutting all the edges. So that turned out so well.
Well, tell her that I think she did a fabulous job on it.
Yeah, she did. She really did. And she worked with me every day as well.
Fun project, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell me about the Hill City Hot.
Okay, the Hill City Hot, like I said, I come from a town in Lynchburg, a town in Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia, and it's noted for seven hills in the town, so they called it the Hill City. So we named the hot dog the Hill City Hot, when it's hot. is short for hot dog. And every hot dog joint has its own style of hot dog. So what we had was a yellow mustard relish, and then naturally our own chili. So as soon as we started using that here, it was an automatic hit. And the other thing, they're used to the larger all-beef hot dogs up here. And we brought our recipe, which is a mixture of pork and beef. And it's a smaller hot dog where you can get more condiments on the bun.
Mm-hmm.
And that has really taken off.
Great. Yeah, a lot of times people think bigger is better and you got to serve the big, gigantic quarter-pound hot dogs. But you make a really good point. When you have a smaller hot dog, it does give you a lot more room for condiments and making a really nice presentation on the bun. So, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you're supporting the Wounded Warriors, because people who've read my blog for a long time know that servicemen and women and first responders are always near and dear to my heart. I think every single one of them are heroes. I saw that on your website that you support the Wounded Warriors, and tell me about that.
We were looking for a way to give back to Wounded Warriors. I'm a veteran myself, and I know how important it is to take care of those fellows. So,
well, thank you for your service. I just want to jump in and say thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Yeah, and my wife and I were talking, you know, there's really only so much that one or two people can do. So we decided, well, let's start this business, and we'll give a portion of that to the Wounded Warriors. So we get everybody involved in it. So we get a lot of support for the Wounded Warriors.
Excellent. That is great. What does the future hold for Happy Jack?
Gosh, you know, I really don't know, to be honest with you. We're looking at now doing our own hot dogs. We have a recipe for our own hot dogs, and we're looking to expand that out and get it into the grocery stores. We've already started working with Purdue University here in Indiana to go to the FDA and the health departments here to put something on the market. You have to go through Purdue, and they research it and check everything out. So we're in the process of doing that now with our relish and our chili.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get that packaged and put into the stores. But as far as selling hot dogs, you know, we go out every day, and we absolutely love it. We spend a lot of time talking with people. We have a lot of return customers, naturally. And we just have a good time with the people. You know, and we love selling hot dogs, naturally, but it, you know, the camaraderie with the people, especially in Greenwood. It's a really friendly town, small town, and they support us well.
That's great. Yeah, that's the one thing that I think attracts people to this business is, the first thing is people understand that it can be very profitable, but once they get into it, they find out how much fun it is. And if you find a job that you love, you won't work another day in your life. And I think every hour that I spend behind the cart, I don't even feel like I'm working at all. Like you said, you're just hanging out,
exactly,
Talking to people. It's just great. So that's super cool, Jack.
We agree. I wish I'd done it 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's the other thing I hear, too, is I wish I had started this, you know, X number of years ago. And that's true for me, too. I wish I had also. So from one easy-built hot dog cart 3 years ago to three carts to producing your own hot dogs and relishes and getting them in the stores, it's quite a journey in 3 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it's like the American dream. If you really want to do it, you can do anything here.
Yep.
And the only thing that I would caution people about with the hot dog business, it's not a get-rich-easy scheme, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of hard work behind it. We make all of our product fresh.
Wow.
We make everything fresh every morning before we go out.
Okay.
So every hour you spend out selling hot dogs, there's another hour cleaning up and preparing and making sure everything is clean and neat and ready to go.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I want to thank you for getting on the call with us, and we're going to check back on you periodically and see how your the grocery store thing is going for you, if you don't mind.
Great. Good.
All right. Well, good luck, and everybody, if you're in Indianapolis area, be sure to stop by and check out Happy Jack's Hot Dogs and Chili Palace.
Great.
All right, Jack, take care.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
Whether you want to start your own hot dog cart or you've already been slinging hot dogs for a while, there's something for you at my website, www.hotdogprofits.com. See you there.